I just think we're going out there with a lot of confidence right now. You know, we got good players around us, you know, from the offensive line, quarterback position, running backs, just all over. And it's just good to see that, you know, we went out there and capitalized on some things that they were giving us, and, you know, we came away with a win.
Last night on ESPN, Tom Jackson said Kerry was the MVP of the NFL. Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, I did hear that, and, you know, a lot of credit goes to Kerry. You know, he came in, was thrown into the fire, and, you know, but we expect Kerry to do what he's doing right now. You know, he's been in the league for a while, and, you know, it's obvious when you give Kerry time and you know, are in the right spot, he's going to get the ball to you.
What was the feeling, I guess, the offense, you know, if you take it back to week one or week two, when he becomes the starting quarterback, what was kind of the overall big feeling on the offense, and how does that maybe change over the course of the last eight games? I mean, he exceeded everyone's expectations, you think?
I just think, you know, everything's settled down and everyone's comfortable right now. You know, week one, you know, when Vince got hurt, we didn't know what was going to happen, you know, right away. You know, football is one of them games that's just so unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen, you know, from week to week. But now we got to, you know, everyone's settled down. Everyone's playing with confidence. And, you know, we're playing hard. We're playing physical. And we're finding a way to win. So, you know, that's very pleasing to us.
There are a lot of factors that go into protecting Kerry. Why has he been able to not take hits? And take us through the whole collective process of keeping him clean.
I just think our coaches come up with a good game plan. We watch a lot of film during the week, and we see what these other teams do. And it's a credit to our coaches that, you know, we just have a whole different scheme most of the time than, you know, a lot of other teams, you know, for the teams that, you know, that we face and, you know, that they face as well. So, you know, credit to our coaching staff. I know that's been a lot of work and a lot of time doing that, and we pay a lot of close attention to detail.
You surprised after playing Jags in week one, you surprised that you're at the point where they are right now, where they struggle so much?
Yeah, I'm definitely surprised. You know, everyone picked them to go deep in the postseason and win the Super Bowl. So, you know, I'm sure they're shocked just like everybody else is. You know, you don't go into the season think you're going to have a losing season. I don't think any team does that. So, you know, saying that, you know, I'm not surprised that we're where we're at.
You're kind of a younger veteran in this league. There's a bunch of younger guys. See, what kind of example does Keith set playing through an injury like that and playing the way he did yesterday?
Oh, I can't even say enough about that. I told him, you know, I was on the sideline telling him all game just how much I appreciated that. And, you know, for a young guy seeing that and, you know, seeing the things that Steve went through and just all the guys on our team who play, you know, through them, you know, tough injuries, just a lot of credit to them, and, you know, makes me, you know, individually, you know, my mindset is different, you know, when injuries occur for me, too, as well.
Kerry spread the ball around a lot most times, but you're leading this team in catches with 42. You feel comfortable as kind of a go-to guy for him?
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel comfortable. You know, Kerry's always thrown me the ball. You know, even last year when he came in a couple of times when, you know, Vincent played, he found me a bunch. So, you know, all the faith that he has in me, I appreciate. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do what I can do and make plays for him and my teammates. So, you know, just to know that the coaching staff depends on me and has a lot of faith and confidence in me feels good.
Do you have any numbers when this season started? Do you have any numbers in mind? Do you like to catch 50 balls or coming close to reaching some of those already?
Yeah, just right around there, about 50. You know, bringing in Algie, I knew he was going to get the ball as well. And, you know, got Gage out there and Brandon Jones, so I knew he was going to spread it around. But I've always been a guy, you know, who's wanted the ball, who's wanted to make plays. And, you know, it's not a cocky thing or, you know, I'm trying to be arrogant or nothing like that. I just, you know, I feel confident in my ability to, you know, help our offense and to help my team.
You've had several big games this year, too. Are you, especially when you get in open field, you feel like you're one of the faster tight ends in the league, maybe?
Well, you know, you got to run fast when them guys is coming after you and chase you. So it's more about me, you know, running away from them and, you know, trying to get out of there. So, you know, I'm just trying to move around as fast as I can out there. It's a, you know, it's hectic out there. It's a war zone. And I'm trying to, you know, take as least amount of hits as possible.
Someone suggested to me if you were a little faster, you would have had two touchdowns yesterday.
I mean, that definitely was a possibility. I thought I got in there, though. You know, people said on TV that, you know, it looked a lot closer than, you know, maybe Fisher to challenge it. But, you know, if we would have came in that drive, I think the game would have went a lot differently, you know, for us. But, you know, fortunate, you know, we overcame that mistake and we found a way to win.
Talk about the Jags. You've been in the series several years now. You get the sense that that's one team would love to end your unbeaten streak?
Oh, definitely. They left here, you know, week one with a sour taste in their mouth. They feel like they let one get away. We feel like we took it away. So, you know, that's a rivalry in itself. You know, they're both in the same division. They don't like us. We don't like them. You know, we're real familiar with each other. So it's going to be another one of them games. You know, they know what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do. So, you know, it's all about who's playing the hardest, the longest.
Bo, how aware are you of how well you're sitting right now, league-wise, you know, your record compared to the rest of the AFC?
Well, just watching the TV and stuff like that, you know, I see, you know, all the, you know, the numbers in the loss columns for the other teams, and I see the one in the, you know, for our team. So I guess I'm pretty aware of what's going on right now. But, you know, we're going to take it week to week. We want to just keep winning, keep doing what we do. And, you know, this is an exciting year for us, an exciting year for the city of Nashville, you know, for you guys. We just want to keep it going. And, you know, we're going to play hard, practice hard, and prepare hard each week.
Keith talked a little bit about the physical reputation that you guys have established. Offensively, do you see teams trying to up the ante a little bit, knowing what they're in for 60 minutes?
I think that's our philosophy on offense. You know, we're blue collar. We're gonna play you, you know, hard. We're gonna play you long, and you know, we're heavyweights. That's how our offensive mentality is. You know, especially in the O-line position. You know, they're heavyweights. They're ready for whatever, and you know, they really set the tone for us, and it's easy to feed off of them.
When you're out in the city and stuff, you get a sense of what this is meaning to fans.
Yeah, we was all out to dinner last night, and you know, everyone was coming up and, you know, congratulating us and stuff like that. So it's exciting for us to, you know, when things aren't going right for certain people, you know, they could look to the Titans and, you know, we could put a smile on their face and, you know, just for the, you know, the kids and just, you know, all the kids in school and, you know, just the whole city itself, all the fan base that we have in Nashville and even in the southern region, because, you know, we're gaining fans, you know, each week, you know, with every win. So, you know, we can keep that going and keep putting smiles on everyone's face, you know, around the country, you know, especially in the Nashville, it feels good for us.
You think the bandwagon's almost full, or how many more seats are
left? I know it's not ever going to be full, you know, you're always going to have the people who don't believe, but I think, you know, the criticism is what has driven us all year long.
You keep your edge. You've got such a big lead in the division, and you know, the playoff spot almost wrapped up. How do you keep your edge each week?
Just got to go out there and prepare hard and, you know, prepare for a fight each week. You know, we're on top right now, and we're going to get everyone's best shot. And, you know, we have no room for error. We can't, you know, slip up one week because, you know, it's that easy to, you know, to fall in the tank and, you know, go under. And I think our coaching staff and Coach Fish, he does a good job reminding us of that each week.
Anything else? Thanks, Bo. Appreciate it.